You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is Ace and Friends.
Fun, funny, and fast. Welcome to another episode of Ace and Friends. I'm the modern day Mr. Rogers. My name is Ace. My friends Riggins and Tech D Rob are here as always. Get excited. Tomorrow, our friend and my sister, Paranormal Piper from Pineville, will join us again. I'm anticipating that. So we'll get into that in a few minutes. But there's a lot of ground to cover on that. A lot of ground to cover on that end. Anybody got anything good? A little, like, you got any good news? Anything exciting?
It's good news.
To kind of get us started today?
I've got air conditioning back. I had an HVAC guy come by over break and fix my air conditioner. So I have it set at like 62 degrees now.
Was it completely out?
Yeah, well, it was the blower motor, whatever moves the air through the system. And they had to replace the motor on it. He said it was expected. But
so were you having, I guess what I'm asking is, was it giving you air conditioning?
It was, but very for short periods of time, then it would cut out.
And then did it get too warm, or was it just like up to 68 and you were like, it's so hot in here?
No, I mean, it got up to like 78, 80 degrees, but that's I had been gone. So, I took some time and went to South Carolina to see my parents. But now it's back up and running, and it's ice cold, and I've been cranking that thing down to like 63, 64.
So I went home yesterday, which is insane. 63 in the house.
It's crazy.
That is beyond.
Awesome. It sounds awesome.
I cannot comprehend it would be that cold in somebody's house.
In the winter, I had it at 58 because I never used the heat. It would be 58 most
that
of the day.
That is ridiculous. Freezing. I can't even imagine that.
Yeah.
I went home yesterday and told Amanda about your, I was telling her your story, Riggins, about sitting outside visiting with your dad and how that, him washing the car turned into like a 10-person drinking party at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the afternoon in the what is it called?
The driveway.
Senior community?
It's like a retirement, 55 and up community.
Yeah, okay. And I said, Riggins said he was already into about, he had about 12 beers, and then his mom had a glass of rosé and didn't want it, and so he said he drank that bottle of wine, and she goes, my God.
Yeah, I was hammered. I was hammered.
She goes, 12 beers and a bottle of rosé? I was like, yeah, I don't know what else might have been involved in that.
It was like and I don't know anything about rosé, but it was awful. It was disgusting.
I don't know anything about rosé either. I really don't know much about wine.
It was pink.
You know, somebody says, hey, get a Pinot Grigio. I know to look on the bottle for Pinot Grigio or Chardonnay or whatever, but awful. I don't know how to pair it or aerate it whatever, aerate it.
But I was drinking.
You aerate your yard. What do you, I don't know.
You aerate a wine.
Is it aerate? Okay.
Yeah, let's try. I'm going to Google and make sure. But
I was so drunk, like the bottle of rosé didn't even touch anything. I was like, all right. I mean, I could drink three of those. Because, you get to that point. Beers and yeah.
Yeah, 12 beers, bottle of
rosé. I mean, and food. I mean, I ate dinner. That was it. And it was like deviled egg, eating all day.
Yeah, so the food intake can't outpace the alcoholic intake.
No.
By any stretch of the imagination.
No, which sucks, because now they like to stay up till midnight, 2 o'clock in the morning, and by like 8:30, I'm like, I'm so tired.
You're passing out of your old parents.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends. I'm an avowed professional wrestling fan, but I stumbled across something last night that makes me laugh. I can laugh at myself and others of my ilk. Coming up next.
Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
What if you had an extra hour every day? think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Ace and Friends.
I am a lifelong professional wrestling fan. Used to watch with my dad. That's how I got started. And I was just my first time going to the wrestling matches with my dad when I was a kid. For birthdays, he'd take like me and four buddies to the wrestling matches, that kind of thing. But I also know that now as an adult and father of three, my love and passion of it can be silly at times. And that's okay. I'm okay with that. But there are some people, one of the hot things on TikTok, if you're a fan, and there are all sorts of things like this, just depends on what you're a fan of. One of the hot things is there are people that make a fortune live streaming their reactions and their commentary to live WWE events. And in each one of these, you're about to hear the top, they have it, the screen is split in two. The bottom is the live event that everybody's watching. The top is their camera on them talking about the event. Doesn't really matter what's happening, but just so you know, this was a big weekend for the WWE. And you're going to love this because these are all adults. Appear to be 20s, 30s. Male, female, doesn't matter. And they are reacting to the fact that when you hear the dong, the lights go out, 73,000 people in Philadelphia in the football stadium, Lincoln Financial Field, pitch black, and they go crazy with everything that was happening. But their reactions are so hilarious because they're so over the top.
Please, for God's sakes, be Austin. Oh, my God. This is the greatest night of professional wrestling ever. What? Undertaker? This is the most overbooked mess I have ever seen, and I love it.
It's just so good. They are so psychotic and so into it. And it's like, you're like, calm down. No, don't. That's your thing. Get after it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. I don't know if it's the same for everything else. If you're into watching makeup tutorials, I guess there's not a moment where you're like, oh my God, that eyeliner is incredible.
Yeah. And then to post it on the internet.
Yeah. And then post it on the internet.
You might do that in the comfort of your living room.
If you posted something like that, Riggins, would your dad reach out to you and be like, Brian,
what are you doing? He just wouldn't even understand it. And I'm like, I'm watching something, but I'm giving my thoughts on it now too.
And I laugh at this.
Shut up.
But I can take you back to a moment in my life that I was one of those people. And I will never forget it. And you won't either. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Ace and Friends.
So WrestleMania happened over the weekend. And I mentioned a minute ago, I'm a big professional wrestling fan. Always have been. I know it's childish. I know it's, you know, predetermined. I don't care. It amuses me. I get into it. I love it. But we were making fun of talking about the people that react so over the top on social media. Guys screaming like, this is the greatest night ever. And when that one guy that I didn't have, we didn't have the clip, and he's like, this is the greatest day of my life.
It's the greatest day.
And I can laugh at that. And then I go, wait a minute. I was that guy. Because when my son was in the sixth grade, his Christmas gift was a trip to New Orleans to WrestleMania. Mm. And I took Cade to WrestleMania. And I'm from Louisiana, so we spent like a day and a half visiting friends and family and all that and drove down and went to all the stuff. But on Sunday night, it was 10 years ago, we went to WrestleMania in the Superdome. And it's a famous one because I won't even get into the details of it, but when it opens, Hulk Hogan is the host. And you know that Hulk Hogan is going to be the host of WrestleMania because they've announced it in advance. And Hulk Hogan comes out. It's like 75,000 people and they're going crazy. Then in the middle of Hulk Hogan talking, you hear, and it's the infamous glass break that signals Stone Cold Steve Austin is coming out. And that's a surprise. And the place explodes. This is the first 4 minutes of WrestleMania, 5 minutes. The place goes crazy. And he comes out, and people are going nuts. And Cade and I are like, yeah, this is awesome. We're cheering, you know, just saying. And he is 11, 12 years old. And we're in two seats. He is to my right, and he's standing because we were right in front of a railing. He was standing to really make sure he had a clear line of sight to the ring as it started. And Stone Cold Steve Austin is in the ring, and Hulk Hogan is in the ring, and they're having their moment together, and it's pretty cool. And then you hear out of nowhere, if you smell, and it's The Rock, and the place goes ballistic. I mean, like you think the roof of the Superdome is going to pop off. And I grab my 12-year-old son by the sleeve, and I will never forget the sentence. As I'm shaking his body violently, I scream, Cade, oh, it's The Rock! And he's yelling, I know, I know! Oh, and I'm just vomiting back and forth, and people are just... So when I was laughing at those people last night online, I realized I shouldn't laugh too hard because...
That was you.
I was that person.
Yeah, it was you.
I was 100%
yeah.
That person. The only difference was I didn't put it on TikTok.
Good for you.
That's the one redeeming quality I have.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
There is good news for all Americans. It doesn't matter that a sausage company is telling us about the good news. It's really good news. Give you details next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
There's a lot of news out there, but Ace and Friends just want to give you the good news.
Doesn't matter that the survey was done by a sausage company. It'll make sense when you hear why the sausage company was doing this survey. But what matters is Americans actually agree on a lot more than we're told. This is kind of interesting. The Johnsonville Sausage Company recently conducted a survey on American attitudes. 80% of American adults say they are sick and tired of the anger and negativity in America. 89% want less negativity in the news and on social media. 80% of people also said that there are people in their lives that they really want to reconnect with, even if they disagree on some issues, which is the way things used to be before we became so divided that the vast majority of people were like, okay, well, we don't agree on politics. We just don't talk about it. We talk about sports or whatever. The really good news is that 91% of adults say they don't have to agree on everything to enjoy a meal with someone. That's how the sausage company was involved in doing this survey. And 71% said, hey, it's easier to get along if we're all sharing some great food.
Some sausages.
Probably like some Johnsonville brats or Johnsonville sausages. I don't know.
Sausage. It brings people together.
Yeah. But, and finally, 75% of Americans agree that people in America are mostly good.
Yeah, that's a good attitude to have.
Yeah. But that's what I think, but that's the vast majority of Americans are not hard right, hard left. They're in the middle. And I think people agree on a lot of things. You just don't hear those people aren't on Twitter yelling about it all the time. And those people aren't on TV yelling about it all the time. But it's become a bummer, a downer, for everybody else in the country who's like, you know, hey, we probably agree more than we realize we do.
Maybe, yeah.
We agree more than we're told that we do, especially.
Yeah. And one thing we can all agree on, sausage is delicious. I do love they're getting involved. I'm like, hey, everybody loves sausage.
And you're like, what does a sausage company care about this? Well, if we're having great food,
yeah,
7 out of 10 Americans say it's a lot easier to get along with people you don't agree with if you're sharing some great food.
I believe that.
So grab you some sausage.
Yeah,
that is true. If it's a great meal, people are in a much better mood.
Yeah, they're not talking about dumb stuff. They're busy eating sausages.
Bless you, Rob. Thanks. Yeah, and so that is today's good news.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
There's a pressure that's out there, a pressure that we've all felt. The pressure to be cool at the office that has led one girl to go viral because she did something really stupid. Next.
Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Ace and Friends.
The pressure to be cool, especially when you're new to an environment. I mean, it can be kind of intense.
Yeah.
I mean, it's better to kind of be yourself and be laid back and all that. But you might try to get in people's good graces.
Sure. You spend so much time at work.
Yeah.
It's natural to be like, at least I want to have a positive experience.
Yeah. I want to get along with these people. I want to enjoy my time here. But there's a girl who has gone viral. And this is so, it takes about 20 seconds to hear this story that we've all been there at some point in our lives.
Second, I become cool at work. I do the weirdest crap and I have to start all over. I just had a perfectly cool, normal, fun conversation with one of my favorite girlies in the office that I'm trying to become friends with. And as she's walking out the door, she goes, good, glad we're on the same page. And I said, oh yeah, samesies, pagies. I've never said that in my life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Samesies, pagies. What? I've never heard that expression before. Never. Where did that come from?
No. The only mistake she makes is thinking that this is somehow going to alter the future of their friendship, or that, you know, it was a stupid thing to say, but it's not, that woman's not going to leave and go, oh my God, I can't be friends with her.
In reality, it probably endears her a little bit more. I don't know why I said that. That was a stupid thing to say. It's the same as the random hanging up the phone, I love you, because you're used to out of habit saying that.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is really weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you, Rob, ever done that? Like, inadvertently just said, I love you or something like that to someone?
I think when I was a younger person, like in school, I may have called the teacher mom one time.
Okay.
Which is awful. You don't live that down very quickly.
I've done that on the phone before. You're just hanging up. You're talking to someone. It could be about a bill or calling somebody to ask a question about something. And at the end of the phone call, you just go, all right, well, thanks. I appreciate it. All right. Love you. Click. And you're like, oh, oops.
Yeah.
That was weird.
Yeah. I've done it in person to a girl.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. It was weird.
What? How did she react?
Everything.
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
I was just so used to like doing it. It was right out of my last long-term relationship, and I was on like that maybe the second date with a girl, and she was going back into her place, and you know, we kissed, you know, I was walking out, and as she walked in, I was like, all right, love you, popped her on the butt.
Oh,
went, what the hell was that?
What did she do?
She was like, what? And I was like, I'm sorry, that was so weird, because it was not only an I love you, but like comfortable enough to like slap you on the butt.
Yeah.
And I think it was the combination of the two things. She was like, what the hell was that? And I went, I'm so sorry.
Did y'all go out much longer after that?
Yeah, we did, and that's not why things fizzled out. But yeah, thankfully she wasn't too freaked out by that. I think I was more freaked out by, oh my God, what are you doing? I love you,
and a
slap on the butt. That was weird, really weird.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
Today is a special day and I have a question and it's going to make me sound like a perv, but I'm not. I'm just curious. You said earlier, Riggins, that today, April 9th, is National Unicorn Day.
Right.
About unicorns with horns.
Yes.
Okay.
As opposed to the hornless unicorn?
There is a thing that called in the, I guess, in the world of this, again, this is going to sound terrible. But I just know of this. I don't know how I know of this. It's like how we know that you know, we learned so many years ago that you turn the pineapple upside down as a signal that you're swingers. We learned that like 20 years ago on the show.
Right.
Which has just now become a thing again through TikTok. But there's a thing in the world of swingers called the unicorn that's like the one person that comes into with a couple. Does that make sense?
Oh, like a third wheel?
Yeah, like the third wheel is called the unicorn, I believe.
I've never heard that.
And you don't know how you know this?
Don't ask me how I know this information. No. Probably learned it through TikTok, to be honest with you.
Sure.
And well, I was just curious if that was...
I have not heard of that.
Yeah, okay. So, but today, this is really about like the traditional unicorn.
I better double check.
Well, I can't imagine that. But I can't imagine something sexual like that would be on any type of list.
I don't get the reference to the unicorn.
I don't either. Swingers. I don't know.
Maybe it's so special.
It's so rare or something, or so special. I don't know. I don't know what it means.
Or it doesn't actually exist, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it does. So, anyway.
Well, I thought the whole point of swinging was that you could swap partners. Having just a third person is just like...
Yeah, that's not swinging anymore, is it?
I think there's another word for that.
Maybe that's why they have a special name for it. I don't know. I'm not sure how that works.
That's polygamy, I believe.
Well, but actually, if you did that, though, if the person could be a new partner to each one of them, maybe that's why they're special.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
This says unicorns, also known as single women... are sought after partners for many couples in swinging relationships.
Okay, so there you go.
They're incredibly difficult to find for most people. Yeah. I bet they are. Yeah. A single woman that's like, yeah, I want to get into whatever you got going on.
I'll jump into this couple. It'll be okay.
I never
Let's
heard
be
that.
A throuple.
Yeah.
They call it unicorn hunting. That just sounds predatory.
It does sound like that.
So, poaching.
Look, you learned a little something here.
Yeah.
Not, you didn't want to know this information, but you did learn a little something.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
The story you'll be talking about the rest of the day is a story that you will never forget. You will think of it every year on your birthday and on the birthdays of anybody that you love. Next.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but... Then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
Ace and Friends.
Your birthday is a very special day, but today, your birthday is the story you'll be talking about the rest of the day, and you will never forget what I'm about to tell you, because you will think about it every year on your birthday, and every year on the birthdays of your friends and family. I had never heard of this until this morning, but statistically, you are more likely to die on your birthday. The Guardian newspaper just did a big thing about it. It's called the birthday effect. Catchy name. Yeah, a study in 2016 found that you're more likely to die on your birthday than any other day of the year. One study in 2015 said you're about 7% more likely. Another study in 2012 found that there's a 13.8% higher chance of dying on your birthday. Ugh. Now, no one knows definitively why you're more likely to die on your birthday. Experts think there are a few reasons. One is, you know, people who are struggling on their birthdays are often more sad because they're alone or whatever, and that can lead to making some really bad decisions. Also, we are more likely to fall or be involved in an accident on our birthday because doing a little partying. Yeah. And if you're older, drinking and or overeating leads to increased opportunities for heart attacks or other medical emergencies on your birthday. Even choking.
Choking? Good Lord.
Yeah.
Well, Rob, every day must be your birthday. You're choking.
Let's not discredit choking now, okay?
And I know sometimes the story you'll be talking about the rest of the day is like yesterday, the eclipse, what was happening. That's a big thing. Sometimes it's just something fun and funny that we know you're going to want to share with somebody. But today, don't act like my birthday's coming up in May. And I will think of that fact.
Yeah.
I did not know that until this morning. And when I saw it, I thought, golly.
Yeah, if one of your coworkers has a birthday today, drop that little, when they're serving the cake. Hey, you're more likely to die today.
Be careful going home.
Have a great day, Donna, or don't.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you'll think about that for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Coming up on Ace and Friend.
Ace and Friend.
Oh, how much cheese have we got? And why do we have it? It's a fun fact that will absolutely blow your mind. Plus, a lady who got a speeding ticket, she wasn't even driving the car. She wasn't even in the car when she got the speeding ticket. It's one of the weirdest stories ever. And even though she's innocent, her insurance might go up. Coming up next, hang on.
Ace and Friends.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace and Friends.
There's a few things you might find interesting, like this fact that blows my mind. I didn't even know that America had cheese stashed in caves in Missouri. Did you know this?
I actually did know this.
Yeah, I've heard this earlier this week.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's the USDA has 1.5 billion pounds of cheese stashed in caves in Missouri. This started 75 years ago as part of a plan to stabilize dairy prices around the country. But now they said it's mainly used for food in used in food assistance programs. 1.5 billion pounds of cheese.
Government cheese, baby.
Cheese bailout.
Something else you might find interesting to know. Rob, are you a Raiders of the Lost Ark fan?
It's okay.
Okay. Riggins at all?
No.
The first one? Well, have you seen it?
I don't know.
At the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark, they have the Ark of the Covenant. And they're like, well, I wonder what's going to happen to it. And the government has taken control of the Ark of the Covenant. And it just shows a guy going, pushing the Ark into this massive, massive warehouse. And the illusion is, the interpretation is, the government owns all of these things that people have been searching for. And they're just hidden in this massive warehouse. Mm. And the warehouse is huge. Well, it turns out, obviously, none of that is real. It's a painting. The warehouse is a painting. And it's just great camera work. They've only actually pushed the thing a short distance. And then it makes it appear as if they're moving into what is a painting that is superimposed over the back of this. So it's on a green screen, essentially, and it's done in a very small area, just far enough, like the guy, like, in other words, like, we need 15 feet of what looks like, you know, warehouse to push this crate up. And then the rest, it looks like it's hundreds of feet, is all
just a big painting.
Just a painting that's superimposed onto a green screen. Which is kind of crazy.
A little movie magic.
Yep. And one other thing you might find interesting, and I love, love, love this story today, because then I feel bad for this lady. If you've ever tried to fight a speeding ticket, you can understand how frustrating this can be. But there's a lady in East Cleveland. She's 72 years old. Her car had broken down, and the tow truck came and picked up her car. And in the process of taking the car to the shop, the tow truck was speeding through an area going 27 in a 20-mile-per-hour zone. She knows this because she received a speeding ticket because the license plate cameras took a picture of her license plate.
That's crazy.
And she's like, I wasn't even in the car. I wasn't even with the car. She
wasn't even driving the car.
She was volunteering at this place where her car had broken down that she volunteers to help people.
That's so funny.
And yeah, and so she's got two speeding tickets for going over 27 miles an hour in a 20 in two different areas.
Dang.
And the police told her, like, hey, good luck with this. You're going to have to go to a third party to get this confirmed and all this kind of stuff.
Thanks a lot.
And they said even if she gets it all cleared up, her insurance may go up.
What? It's just so pathetic.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Coming up on Ace and Friends.
Ace and Friends.
Yesterday, Riggins told us about some of the lies that he's told on first dates. So, pretended to be more interested in things than he really is. And then he stumbled across a TikTok where a guy takes his first date lie next level. And it's spectacular. Hang on.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
Ace and Friends.
So yesterday we learned that Riggins on first dates is not opposed to pretending he's interested in something that he's really not interested in.
Sure.
And your example was one time on a first date, I guess, you said, oh, you love the theater.
Yeah.
And you ended up having to go to a, what play did you go see?
I went and saw, what was it?
You said it yesterday. I don't remember which one it was. But anyway.
I don't even remember.
You ended up having to get dressed up on a Saturday afternoon to go, like wear a suit on a Saturday afternoon to go to this play.
Put on a suit, but that's what you do early on.
At the Blumenthal Performing Arts Center.
Yes. Mm.
Well, let's see. Riggins found this TikTok of a girl who shares an experience she had with a guy who took his first date lie next level.
And this guy, and he was like, I travel for work, and I found out he's a DoorDash driver. No, dude. That's not, no.
It's a good little lie.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
He didn't lie. I travel for work.
Yeah, it's just
he just zhuzhed it up a little bit.
Exactly.
I just travel in a 10-block radius.
Was it misleading? Yes.
Right.
But was it a lie? No. He's a DoorDash driver.
It's a great idea, though. I just travel for work.
I'm into, I travel a lot.
If you're a DoorDash driver, does that reflect poorly on you when you meet someone and say, what are you for a living? You're like, I'm a DoorDasher.
I think it's just like, it sounds like something a younger person would do before they find their career, I would think, to me.
Yeah, I don't know. It would be interesting to hear what women...
If it's a side hustle, it could be, right. I think it would be a compliment. Like, hey, I do this during the day, and then when I have time on the weekends, whatever, or at night, in the evenings, I DoorDash.
Yeah,
I got 2 or 3 hours to kill, I'll DoorDash. Because if you're a single person, I would do that.
Yeah.
DoorDash for a couple hours, pick up some money. Like, I met a guy one time that would drive Uber on his way home from work in Charlotte every day to the suburbs. And he said it may take him a couple hours to get home. But in that couple hours, I wasn't going to do anything anyway.
Yeah.
He was going to home, watch TV. He made, might have made $100 or something like that.
Yeah, sure. I walk dogs on the side.
Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Not often, but I do.
So you're available to be hired through an app?
Mm-hmm. It was an extensive screening process, let me tell you, too. And
is it really?
not cheap. Because I had to get like background checks and stuff like that. You got to pay for it.
How often do you do it, Riggins?
I'm probably walking 2-3 times a month.
For one, like one walk, one day?
Yeah. 20-minute walks, 30-minute walks. But it's easy.
So they hire you like for the day?
For a specific time for a walk. So it's like come anywhere in this 20-minute time frame. And it's easy, and it's fun, and I like the dogs, and it's like in my area.
It's something you like to do anyway.
Something to do. But yeah, if I was on a date, I wouldn't say, like, I walk dogs for a living.
Oh, dude, but if you said you I like to walk dogs on the side. Like, I have my job.
Yeah, I think there's a way.
That I walk dogs. Oh, they're just they're folded up for you. They're like, oh, my God, you're so sweet.
Oh, my God. And I say, I'm a pet professional. And they go, what does that mean? I go, I walk dogs.
Ace and Friends.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
This is Ace and Friends.
I am not advocating what I'm about to tell you about. I'm not saying I want this to happen. I will actually say I do not want this to happen. but the dollar signs, the dollars attached to it are staggering. So we know, you know, everybody's expressed a lot of concern about Britney Spears in a variety of ways. And Britney Spears has said she's in no hurry to restart her music career. And I think she's even alluded to the fact that she's pretty well done. She has no interest in being involved in the world of music or touring or anything like that. Now, she's worth, you know, I don't know, $75 million, something like that. So she's probably not hurting for money. But there is an OnlyFans manager named Celeste Franklin, who was part of an article in the New York Post about OnlyFans. And she believes that Britney Spears could make $100 million a year if she were to do OnlyFans.
Wow.
She said Britney could expect to bring anywhere between $13 and $18 million in the first 30 days. $18 million in a month.
I'm curious what she thinks that Britney would put the monthly price at.
But I don't know. Well, it doesn't. The article doesn't say. But as an OnlyFans manager, I would assume she kind of has a pretty good understanding of what level of celebrity can charge what.
Yeah.
I would think that Britney could charge a little bit more than most people.
$25-$30 a month, probably, if not more. She says that for the first month, $13 to $18 million. Then it would level off to anywhere between $6 and $9 million per month.
Level off at six.
Yeah. Per month.
It's a lot of bread.
Now, Britney has expressed zero interest in this. And insiders say she has no interest in being involved in any of this. But the article was about what celebrities could really make a lot of money if they were to do it. And this was the one that she referred to. It's Britney Spears.
I believe that. That's a new occupation I've not heard of. An OnlyFans manager.
Me either.
What do they do?
I'm sure they probably work out contracts or things for OnlyFans stars.
Yeah, they probably do social media. They figure out when to post things. Maybe book them with other people for content.
Yeah. How much should you be charging? How often should you be posting?
She's not taking the pictures and stuff.
I don't think so. I think she's not. Maybe, but I think it seems like she's just she just manages them as an agent would.
I want to do that.
And that sounds like an easy and profitable job.
Yeah, wow. $100 million a year doing that. You never have to leave your bedroom.
Yeah.
Can you put that on your LinkedIn profile, maybe?
Yeah.
Why would I have a LinkedIn profile if I'm making $100 million a year?
You know what?
Right. Ace and Friends.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Ace and Friends.
In a moment, could you remember the first person's house or the first person who ever came to your house in a romantic setting? Probably middle school. Yeah. Something like that. You can, Riggins?
Oh, God, yeah.
What was her name?
I'd rather not say.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Rob, can you?
Not off the top of my head, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
That just takes me right back, just hearing you even say that.
I know. What up, Dana Harville?
Yo, yeah.
What? Did I say her name? She did school. I've known her my entire life.
Oh.
Yeah, you know immediately.
Oh, yeah.
And you're so nervous.
I remember the smell, you know, of the house and the movie that we watched and the anticipation.
What was the movie?
It was a scary movie. I don't remember.
Actually. Oh, really? What scary
movie? Yeah. But her parents, both her mom and her stepdad were sitting in the living room with us and thinking like, God, when are they going to leave? Number one. And when will they leave? So I can like, you know, I don't know, hold her hand or try to put my arm around her or something. Oh,
it's excruciating at times, especially for the guy.
Part of it is.
I think it's worse for the guy than the girl, but I don't really know that to be true.
Yeah.
But there's a great TikTok where a guy filmed. He's my middle school son wanted to go hang out with a girl at her house for the first time. He was a little nervous. This is part
mom
of it.
Doesn't say dinner's ready.
Hope her mom didn't say dinner's ready.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh. Sweating a little bit. Dad, I'm about to like throw up in my throat.
He has his hands on his face like
he's just going through it.
Someone was at the game. I didn't know how to talk to her. And then I finally started talking to her. And then it was all fine. Oh gosh.
Oh gosh.
We talked too much, now we know what to talk about. Oh, my gosh.
That thought that we've already talked so much. Yeah. What are we going to talk about now?
Yeah.
And face to face.
Yeah.
Like you said, we talked at the game. I don't have anything new to talk about with it. We've talked on the phone. I got nothing new.
Yeah. I admire that the kid is that comfortable talking to his dad about that kind of stuff, because I would have been freaked out to talk to my parents in that way. Absolutely.
Would it have been your brother? One of your brothers?
Who maybe. Not really. Yeah. I mean, they weren't even that good about that kind of stuff. But I completely, that totally resonates.
He just doesn't know. I love what he says. I hope her mom doesn't say dinner's ready.
Like, yeah,
he's please, God, don't make me eat with them.
Yeah. I get
it. Somehow it's going to be humiliating and horrible. I don't know what to do. Yeah, every guy in that moment would be like, oh, I get that.
I get it.
I remember that feeling well.
Yeah. Ace and Friends.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
This is Ace and Friends.
I am born and raised in Louisiana, and I am proud of that. But that doesn't mean I'm always proud of how other people from Louisiana act. Where did you is this on TikTok, Riggins? You found this audio of the Uber driver in Louisiana?
Yeah.
And, you know, people in Louisiana live by different rules, laws. Things are different there. But the state has been evolving, for better or worse, with things like, you know, partying and drinking, because Louisiana was the last state to make it 21 to legally drink. And they only did it because the federal government was going to withhold their federal tax dollars for roads and everything. And they made that change. And even when they made the change, we had this weird grandfather law. And then the federal government came and goes, we got to do away with that.
Yeah.
You know, and when they have the real, like, you can buy an alcoholic beverage out the window. You can buy something called jet fuel out the window of a place, and they just tape a straw to the top. And that way, if you then open it, it's an open container, which is illegal. But in Louisiana, you can't drink in the car at all now. And this Uber driver who is in Louisiana filmed himself. These are adults, like 50, 60-year-old people getting Ubers into the car. Listen to how they act.
Can't do the open container.
He said, you can't do open container.
You're like a good at two-shoes. Can't like that. Most Ubers will drive and do that.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm obeying the law.
No worries.
No worries, we won't get you again. We won't get you again. Stop hitting me.
What do you mean you won't get me again?
Because.
Alright, well, you can get out.
No, just take me home.
No, you can get out. I'm not going to have you disrespect me.
Come on, let's get out.
Now the guy is clearly like, damn, come on, just get out. When she says don't hit me, it's because he hits her on the leg like, hey, don't
shut up.
Like, quit hassling the guy.
Yeah.
And then she's like, no, you take me home. And he's like, let's just get out. All right, hang on, there's one more here. Oh, and then she says he's gay at the end. He's gay when she gets out. Yeah.
And I cannot do the open container. So if you can either drink it or the discard of it. Thank you, sir. Oh. Okay, you just spilled alcohol on my car.
Now, let me tell you what he did. He throws the drink at the bottom of your, over the seat into the passenger seat. It hits and alcohol goes everywhere.
Yeah, in a car.
This guy looks like he's in his 60s.
Yeah, these are older people.
Now, I've been wasted in an Uber before and never thought of that.
It's just so rude. It's just beyond rude.
It's horrible.
Yeah. And thankfully, the guy had his camera on because, you know, they're threatening him like, we're going to leave you 0 stars. Like, yeah. Get out of the damn car.
And how about then the first lady at the end has, oh, he's gay. Shut up, lady. Get your drunk out of the car.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're just a horrible person. And then the guy's embarrassed. The guy that's with her is embarrassed. He's like, let's just get out.
Yeah.
He's already tried to tell her to be quiet. And she wouldn't be quiet. He's like, I just want to go.
Great. Now we're on TikTok. Right. You know, like our lowest.
How about now? All the neighbors see you acting like an idiot now.
Yeah. Ace and Friends. Ace and Friends.
Riggins, did you ride the bus? You didn't ride the bus as a kid, did you? Because your mom worked at the school, right?
Yeah, we didn't have a bus. It was a private school.
Okay. Rob, did you?
A couple of times.
Did you like the bus driver?
I couldn't tell you a thing about the bus driver.
Well, I can tell you a lot about JJ. Because JJ was our bus driver, and he was not a nice old man. We didn't care for JJ. Now, JJ probably was not as mean as we thought he was because we got in trouble a lot for like throwing stuff to each other out the bus windows and that kind of stuff. And as you grow up, you realize it was us. We were wrong.
Maybe it was me.
We knew we were wrong, but he still was not a nice man. And maybe we would have, if he had been nice, we wouldn't have done stuff like that. But there's a bus driver at a private school in Florida. Private school, that's key. But he's been fired. Kids on the bus get rowdy. So he decided to teach them a lesson by stopping on the train tracks as a train was approaching. He's driving, drives over the tracks, and then just stops.
That's so dumb.
Yeah, here, listen.
Could have been me that got hit by that.
We had one student that we were talking to. She had headphones in, and she looked around when everyone was screaming to get the bus driver to move, and she seen the train coming. She put the headphones back in, and she put her head down expecting to die.
Can you believe that? Listen to these kids on this bus, because they see the train coming. That's him yelling. It's the bus driver yelling, quiet!
I wonder if the arms were down or coming down.
But those kids clearly see the train and freak out. Now, I don't think he cut the bus off. But what if he puts the bus back in gear and it stalls?
Yeah,
sure. I mean, you could what if that thing to death.
Yeah. That's crazy.
But those kids are
terrified.
Come in. They're apparently doing construction out in the hallway outside. Yeah.
Sounds like the train's coming now.
But you're sitting on the bus and there's a train coming.
Yeah. Where? What state was that?
Florida.
In Florida.
It's a private school in Florida.
That's crazy.
But he has been fired.
They did fire. Yeah, I'm surprised he's not arrested. Yeah. That's crazy.
There may be more to the story later. He might be arrested later.
Ace and Friends. Ace and Friends.
There have really been no new developments in this Morgan Wallen situation.
Chair? No, yeah. I haven't seen anything.
If you missed it, he threw a chair off the sixth floor rooftop of a bar in Nashville and landed 3 feet away from two police officers. Thank God nobody was injured.
Of course.
And he's pretty lucky, too, because it was a relatively populated street. There were a lot of people out on the street, apparently, when it hit Sunday night. And it's a wonder it didn't.
Yeah.
They could have killed somebody. Six floors up?
Sure.
But odds are, speculation is, he was drunk and just being stupid. And, you know, and when the story came out, I think I was the only person that went, I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying I know how those things can happen. I would venture to guess nothing like that has ever occurred in your lives.
No.
Rob?
No.
Just can't imagine that y'all would ever be involved in it, which is good. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it's good.
You're confirming that that's not a bad thing?
That's good for y'all.
Yeah,
that,
right.
That you can't look back on your life at some point and go, yeah, never did anything stupid like that.
Well, good for you. Yeah.
The difference between Morgan Wallen throwing the chair out and Chris Brown throwing the chair out, remember when he did it on Good Morning America or the Today Show? Chris Brown did it out of anger. Morgan Wallen was just trying to have a good time.
Yeah.
I got a feeling. I don't know.
Morgan Wallen had a good time that got out of hand, it sounds like.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, Chris Brown was just being an idiot because he was acting like a big baby and all that.
Both terribly, horribly wrong and super dangerous and stupid.
And no disputing the fact that it's wrong.
Yeah, but something about the Chris Brown throwing the chair through makes him seem crazier to me than a Morgan Wallen situation.
Yeah, because you're right. Morgan Wallen, odds are,
that's become going like crazy. Really?
And just do it, man. Do it, man.
Rockstar
Somebody
stuff.
Said, do it. I'm like, hell yeah, man. Let's get wild. I'll throw that chair off there. Hand me that.
Yeah.
Hand me that chair, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, you don't want to see him in his mugshot smiling from ear to ear. You're like, all right, dude, now dial it down a little bit.
You need to be like, look, have that look on your face like, dang, man, that got away from me. I'm sorry about that.
I'm too big of a star right now to be doing stupid stuff like that. So maybe don't smile in your mugshot.
Yeah, that wasn't a good. The mugshot, he's grinning from ear to ear.
Like you just did the greatest thing ever. Yeah,
come on, take it down a notch. Yeah, but, you know, that's how your rented couch ends up going over the balcony of your second floor apartment.
Yeah.
That's how you end up with, you know, potato salad on the windows and your kitchen table caved in.
It's just like Morgan Wallen.
It just happens. You're just like, whew, that got out of hand, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are just random examples that I've used from my college days. That you know, I heard about.
Too much hanging around with other dudes.
Yeah.
Not enough girls at the party.
You're probably right. There you go.
More Ace and Friends coming up.
Coming up.
This is Ace and Friends.
Well, as we wrap up another edition of the Ace and Friends show, Teddy Rob, what is your favorite thing from today's episode of Ace and Friends?
Come back to me. I gotta look at the sheet. I forgot already.
Okay, so nothing major apparently. Reagan, do you have anything today that you've enjoyed the most?
Sure. You know, we've been talking about WrestleMania. Hearing you recount your WrestleMania stories, because I get it. Because I was Cade's age, you know, when I went to go see wrestling as well.
Yeah.
So I get the total excitement of seeing something like
that. Yeah, but I was the one freaking out, and I was in my 40s.
I know. Yeah, you are a loser, but
I was in my 40s.
But the fact that he was so excited too is
here's the capper to that story that always makes it even that much more special is that when that story was over, we were walking out of WrestleMania. He's in the sixth grade.
Yeah.
We've had an amazing weekend. It was just phenomenal the whole weekend we went to WrestleMania 10 years ago. And my son and I are walking out of the Superdome, and he says out loud, to no one at all. He's just like talking. He's just looking around. And he goes, and I hear him. I just happen to turn to say something to him. And he just blurts out. He's not even looking at me. He just goes, it's the greatest day of my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you started crying.
I will never forget that moment ever in my whole life.
I wasn't making fun of you.
No.
That's a good reason to cry.
Yeah, it's like the absolute best. Quit laughing, Rick. I'm crying right
well,
now.
Rob was about to laugh at you. He didn't realize you were actually tearing up as you said it.
He's like, it makes me cry.
I went, no, shut up. He's actually crying.
No, but then I get it. That's a good reason to cry.
You couldn't see his face. Yeah,
I knew it was coming though, Rick. And he was like, he's about to laugh at me right now. And he doesn't know that I'm tearing up right now.
What did you do to your body? Oh, no, he's about to do that.
It's still real to me. Yeah.
No, it's sweet.
Okay. We don't really care what you liked about today's show, Rob. Yeah. So we're done now.
Ace and Friends.